Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson, for giving me this floor. Your Excellency, Director General of FEOA, Professor Du Dangu, all excellencies, observed excellencies, distinguished delegates from all member states of FEOA countries, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honor to me to present these statements of Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopian government on behalf of our Agricultural Minister, His Excellency Martyr Umar Hussein Oba, to you on this historical virtual conference of 42nd FEOA that is taking place in the context of a world that is facing the pandemic and the many other serious challenges to our globe. As you all know, currently the number of food insecurity pupils are rising in alarming rate due to multiple factors such as climate shocks, COVID-19 conflicts, and others. Recent predictions indicated that 174 million people will face food insecurity by this year. The COVID-19 pandemic has worsened already serious global hunger and malnutrition, while laying bare the systemic inequalities that underpin current agri-food systems. In order to overcome these difficulties and to meet those challenges effectively, it's a time that international community must be able to find effective solutions that transform the agri-food systems. Although Africa's 60% of the only available arable land, the continent is still producing too little to feed its people and encompasses the largest humanitarian crisis. We have the honor of sharing our thoughts with other nations on the issues that are most important to us and to discuss the solutions that we propose. African agriculture is overwhelmed by low productivity, underinvestment, poor rural infrastructure, soil degradation, poor implementation capacity, and other related issues. Moreover, the drivers for rise of global hunger and malnutrition, particularly in Africa, are also caused by climate change, post shocks, conflicts, and violences. The climate change and vulnerabilities are negatively affecting all dimensions of food security as well as reinforcing other underlying causes of malnutrition. Madam Chairperson, Your Excellency, Director General Professor Dangu, with these facts, the government of Ethiopia is highly committed to sustainable development goals, especially SDG 1 and 2, that is end to hunger and poverty, and taking holistic approach such as Green Legacy initiatives initiated by our His Excellency Prime Minister, Dr. Abiy Ahmed, targeting to plant 20 billion seedlings by 2024, expansion of giant agro-industrial parks, agro-mechanization, investment on innovation, R&D, and many others. Therefore, while we are approaching to the Global Food System Summit, we highlight the importance of establishing holistic and groundbreaking strategies that tackle the contemporary and the future challenges. Ethiopia appreciates the bold vision and move of the Food and Agriculture Organization with its medium-term plan and the strategic framework to push for better production, better nutrition, better environment, and a better life. We also underline the important role of agri-food systems to address global hunger and malnutrition. Thus, our government believes that innovative agro-food systems are the core tenet in either Africa or any other areas to address global hunger and malnutrition. Most importantly, FEOA initiative, such as hand-in-hand initiative, is important to support, like most disadvantaged countries, to integrate actions to achieve agri-food systems transformation. With this fact, priority should be given to smallholder farmers through providing access to finance, agricultural inputs, mechanizations, small-scale irrigation, and allowing for diverse agricultural productions. Additionally, my government also wishes in supporting the initiation for digital agricultural system development that is being initiated by FEOA by its medium-term strategic plan. Finally, we urge all partners and organizations to work hand-in-hand initiatives to go from strategies to actions to bring agricultural and food transformation. Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. Thank you all participants for your attentions. Thank you very much.